Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's 11:03 here on SENZ. Ricardo Ballin for Ian Smith. Show brought to you by Brandt, your local John Deere equipment supplier. And coming up this hour, your chance to have a crack with Stumped at winning $150 TAB bonus bet. We'll also have a look at all the World Cup games coming overnight, and we'll catch up with staff as well. In fact, what we're going to do right now is we're going to talk World Cup with former All White Fred de Jong. G'day, Fred. How are you?
Yeah, morning, mate. How's things?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Are you getting as little sleep as I am?
Sleep deprivation kicking in?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Guaranteed, mate.
Up at five this morning, so that was flicking through the games. So that was all good fun.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Reasonable games.
10 to 5, time to get the coffee on before kickoff and you're away. That's what it's all about. Yeah, mate, a couple of reasonable games. I thought the Croatians looked very good. They've been a dark horse for me for the tournament, but we should probably start by talking about the darkest of dark horses in Morocco getting up over Belgium 2-0. And, mate, it sounds like there might be a little bit of a fracture in the old Belgian camp because Kevin De Bruyne, after the game, said, you know, people have been saying we're too old and, you know, maybe our best chance was 4 years ago. And then our teammate Jan Vertonghen, who is old, he's about 35, 36, saying, oh, well, maybe our attack's too old, and having it sounded like he was having a bit of a pop. So things not going well for the Belgians.
Yeah, it's always the same when the results aren't flowing easily at the start of the tournament. You know, people start popping off a little bit and you get these internal reactions. Well, I know the Dutch have had that in the past, so it's a familiar sort of territory for some of the European teams. But that's obviously always on the back of results. And that Morocco were outstanding today. They just took the game at Belgium. Had a goal disallowed for offside off a free kick from Hakim Ziyech, and he was brilliant. He was really good. The Chelsea forward, former Ajax player. Really just top match for him, and Morocco were good for the win. It wasn't like Belgium, like they just snuck a win at the end, you know, 2-0, and they deserved it, and I think follows in the footsteps of a couple other big upsets, you know, the Saudi versus Argentina game, the Japan versus Germany game, and that's just adding a lot of spice to this opening group stage of the World Cup.
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't get any easier for the Belgians. They've got to play Croatia in the last game. I think you just about say, with Canada now officially being out, that Morocco, barring an absolute disaster, should get a win there. And they are through Morocco. It's going to be one of Croatia or Belgium to join them. And you'd probably have to fancy the Croatians at the moment.